031. We're in the Gra that's going through a very long Gra. The Mechaber says, the Vatlan Talmud Torah Lishmai Mikra Megillah, Tafresh Pei Zayin Sif Beis. The Vatlan Talmud Torah Lishmai Mikra Megillah, Kabuchayim Elish HaMitzvah Shal Torah. Kulam Nidchim Emei Mikra Megillah. Ein lo khodov shnit kham ikev gilo mit ponov khos mi meis mitzva shein lo kovrim to which the rama is could they tsorcho she pogeya bo kovrim tkhila ba khakh kore khos then the rama says that all there's only bidikah shus vas shtem to which comes first. But if you can't do both, then certainly a mitzvah d'oraisa comes before Mikra Megillah. And then he says, it's a complicated simon. You have to have a cup. You have to know the Gemara, certainly it would help. Again, the Mechaber says, every mitzvah is nitzchem amei Mikra Megillah except for meis mitzvah. A classic meis mitzvah, shein lo kofi. The Ramah says, no, k'dei tzarcho, which means any meis that doesn't have the shiurim, which are in ksubis, and those shiurim are such enormous numbers, that it's, for all practical purposes, means any mace. Then the Ramah says that the din of the mechaber is only b'dikas shus v'las v'shteyan, but if you can only do one, certainly a mitzvah d'oraisa comes before mikra megillah. And he says, that I said, and that when I said that it's meis mitzvah, that a meis mitzvah comes first, the din that a meis mitzvah comes first is only if you could do both. And only if you could read the Megillah afterwards. But if you can't read the Megillah afterwards, but if you can't, because you can always bury the meis afterwards. That's the presumption. So, first we're going to go through the Gra that.
The Tzarki doesn't just mean like you need two guys on the shovels and three guys.
That's the regular mace. Mace mitzvah means there's no one to bury him.
Yeah, but the Rebbe is saying that because he must have seen that the circle, he has to mean.
That's what it means.
The whole of Friday.
That's absolutely what it means. Yeah.
No.
Well, what does the circle mean?
It means you should make sense.
That's same old code. What did you say? Ain't no covering? Or ain't no enough covering? So let's go through the Gra. Look at the Gra. It's a cotton valley. Because it's Tzarcho. Can't talk about Kolbo. They left out these words. Svirhu Dafka B'meis Mitzvah. Classic. Wait. You have the Gra. In most girls in Orach Chaim, there's no numbers.
There's
no just Sif. Yep. Can't cut about Kolbo. Ishmito. Svirlu Davka B'meis Mitzvah. Classic Meis Mitzvah. Now, he's going to bring your life to the Gemara. But imagine when Chaim is the boy, Rava, Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah, Ezer Odif. And the Gemara and Megillah sets up like this. It sets up that Megillah is Doicha Avoida. And it's Doicha Talmud Torah. Then it sets up that Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoidah, and it's Doicha Talmud Torah. So, these two things are Doicha Avoidah. That's like the Hakdama, the introduction. And then these two things are Doicha Talmud Torah. And when these two things clash, which is what? So, Vibachol Meis Kamar, what kind of a question is that? Al-Kocha Mikra Megillah Hadith. Why? She-Docha Avoda. Mikra Megillah is Docha Avoda. And we know that every mace is not Docha Avoda. Only mace mitzvah. We know that's the La'acholso. If you go through the Limud, that a mace mitzvah is Docha Avoda, it's talking about a mace mitzvah, the classic mace mitzvah. It says Beferish, if it's not a mace mitzvah, it's not Docha Avoda. So, if the Gemara's Iboya, this great clash, the World Series, Mikra Megillah against Meis Mitzvah, there's no way it's going to mean every Meis Mitzvah, but that's easy to be patient. Megillah's Doicha, I'm sorry, Megillah's Doicha Avaida, yeah, Megillah's stronger than Avaida, and a regular Mitzvah is not stronger than Avaida, so certainly Mikra Megillah is stronger. Aval Yesh Litchos, the girl's going to be Doicha this, with a very long piece, but really, essentially, I'll simplify it for you. This is what the Gra points out. He says, if you examine the Gemara, there's something very sure with the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't make sense. Why? What's that Gemara? Megillah is doicha avoida. Megillah is doicha tam meis mitzvah. I'm sorry. Megillah is doicha avoida. Megillah is doicha tam toira. And meis mitzvah is doicha avoida. And meis mitzvah is doicha tam toira. But he said there's a very big, I'm giving you like a dumb like that. When you say meis mitzvah is doicha avoida, we know which meis mitzvah that means. We know that that means classic meis mitzvah. We know that regular meis mitzvah is not doicha avoida. And when we say meis mitzvah is doicha tam toira, we know which meis mitzvah that means. That means every meis. Because the Gemara's citation of a din that shows Meis Mitzvah's Doicha Talmud Torah is Mevatel and Talmud Torah Loitzos on Meis. So what every Meis? So something's very, very weird, but the Gemara just sets up the Shaila. There's a, wait a second, which Meis Mitzvah is it talking about? Manufshach. But the Gemara says it a little differently, but that's basically what he's bothered by. Abul Yeshlaima, the Lachayr Kasha. The Hikdim Sham, the Talmud Torah Vavoida, the Nidchim, the Mikra Megillah. Mipnei Haboya. Is that what you have by you, Mipnei Haboya? It's probably be Lifnei Haboya. Before the Gemara gets to the Iboya, it sets up that Megillah is Doicha Avoida, and Megillah is Doicha Talmud Torah. Now, and that makes Mitzvah is Doicha Avoida. Ubeza meis kamibaya. Imba meis mitzvah dafka, meaning classic meis mitzvah. Lahavale lameimar Talmud Torah. Wait, imba meis mitzvah dafka, lahavale lameimar Talmud Torah. Meaning, so then when it says meis mitzvah is doicha Talmud Torah, that shouldn't have been brought in. Right? Imba meis mitzvah dafka, so then meis mitzvah doicha Talmud Torah is not that's any meis is doicha Talmud Torah. In other words, it shouldn't have said, he means, it shouldn't have said Megillah is doicha Talmud Torah. Lehavale lemeim Talmud Torah means it didn't have to speak out that Megillah is doicha Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is doicha even a regular meis. So you don't have to tell me the strength of Megillah and it's Doicha Talmud Torah. If we're talking about Nafkum, if we're talking about Meis Mitzvah, if the whole Dion is Meis Mitzvah and even a regular Meis is Doicha Talmud Torah, so it doesn't have to talk about Megillah being Doicha Talmud Torah. It's not in the parasha. Him b'chol Meis, and if the boy of the Gemara is every Meis, it shouldn't have told me that Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoida. Couldn't it? Every Meis is not Doicha Avoida. So like, how do you read the Gemara? Oh, no, yeah. Again, in the Meis Mitzvah Davka, Lahavalei Lameima Talmud Torah. Then Meis Mitzvah, I'm sorry, it's not so complicated. It's even simpler. It's the way I said before. In the Meis Mitzvah Davka, Lahavalei Lameima Talmud Torah. Meis Mitzvah Doicha Talmud Torah is not relevant. Any Meis is Doicha Talmud Torah. And you're saying that's not part of the equation. If the only Iboya of Mikra Megillah versus Meis Mitzvah is the real Meis Mitzvah, then it's not relevant to bring on that Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Talmud Torah. Even a regular Meis, the Gemara is not talking about that. And if it's talking about every Meis, so then Meis Mitzvah Doicha Avoida is not relevant. But what I told you before, Manavshah, that's what's discordant in the Gemara. They are talking about two different Meisim. Ella, so the verse says, you have to learn the Gemara like this. The Haboya Dafka Bebeis Mitzvah. If you want to match up two things, so you have to say it's talking about Meis Mitzvah Classic, because only Meis Mitzvah Classic is Doicha Avoida. But you want to show that Megillah is strong, and Meis Mitzvah is strong, but if Doicha Avoida is part of the strength, then only Meis Mitzvah Classic is Doicha Avoida. So the Iboya of the Gemara, says the Gra, was definitely only classic Meis Mitzvah. Avo, now comes the Skiddush. Other the Pashta, but once the Gemara is Poshet the Iboya, and the Pshitas of the Iboya is Godel Kovet Abrios, Shadoichel Eisasa Shabbatayra, and Kovet Abrios, then he says the Gemara was Machadish in its Teretz, like the Ramah. It's in the Teretz of the Gemara that you can now say it's talking about every mace, because every mace it's Kovet Abrios to go be Kovet every mace, to be Malava every mace. I will hold the push to God of the Chulu, who are the Mechol mace. Chumashikaza Brachas Daf Yotesim at Beis, Babit Tahayra Bechulu, where the Gemara there talks about a Tumad Rabbanon, a Koyim being the Tami Tumad Rabbanon, and it's talking about a regular mace. So God will call it Abriel, certainly a price for regular mace of the Grog. V'lochein Hiknim Talmud Torah. So when the Gemara, I'm not 100% sure what the Grog means, it seems like he means, so Enechanami, in the Iboya of the Gemara, it was talking about Meis Mitzvah. Or else, by a regular Meis, there wouldn't have been an Iboya. Certainly, Megillah is strong, right? Megillah is stronger than a regular Meis. Megillah is Doicha Avoida, and a regular Meis is not Doicha Avoida. So the Iboya of the Gemara was certainly only Meis Mitzvah. But the reason the Gemara brought in that Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Talmud Torah, which is every mace, I think the Gra might have meant that it was an anticipation of the Gemara's Teretz. I'm not sure what the Gra means, that this answers like this discordancy about Meis Mitzvah, Doicha Talmud Torah, why bring it in? I don't see clearly what he means. Maybe, and there's not any Machadish that the Gemara will ultimately deal with that, so now it's relevant maybe to bring it in, because that's what the Pshitas is going to be about. I don't know. Sorry, I'm not sure what the Grom means. But I do know the essence of what he's saying is that he had a kasha on the Ramah, that the matchup in a regular mace between Mikra Megillah and a regular mace is not a matchup, because Megillah is Doicha Avoida and a regular mace is not Doicha Avoida. He said, but you see, anyway, the Gemara is very Madna, and it's not clear what the Gemara is talking about, because when it says Meis Mitzvah Doicha Avoida, it's talking about regular Meis Mitzvah. And when it says Meis Mitzvah Doicha Talmud Torah, it's talking about any mace. So therefore, he says Muz Mazogin, that the boy of the Gemara was Meis Mitzvah, and the Pshitas of the Gemara, God will cover up Rios. So that's a Siva, that Mikra Megillah, that Meis Mitzvah, even regular mace, should be as the Gra. Now, Vaita, Av Shom Rusham, Davko Mekovit Talmud Chacham. That's the Gemara brings down the Mishnah Moed Katan, Noshim B'Moed Ma'anos Metapchos. What you're allowed to do, how they're allowed to be, what they're allowed to, you know, how they're allowed to wail or cry or even say a hespit on Yom Tiv. And then the Gemara there says Ein Moed Metamut Chacham Koskin Chanukah Purim. So you see the covered of the mace is overpowers the Yom Tov of Purim. But there it only says Talmud Chacham. It doesn't say God will cover Abrios. So if I'm saying now, and the Ramah, he's apparently agreeing with the Ramah, because he brings a raya from the Gemara, from the Gemara, Daf Yotes and Brachas, that the rule of God will cover Abrios, from which the Gemara bottom lined that makes Mitzvah stronger than Megillah, is talking about every mace. Now he's agreeing with the Ramah. Now he's asking a kasha. How come it's only Talmud Chacham that's Doicha Purim? Right? Ein Moyed Mei Talmud Chacham Koshkin Chanukah Purim. They're allowed to say Divrei Hesped. They're allowed to cry, etc. So the Gros Mechalik, Hainu behesped. There's a difference between hesped and kfura. Hesped, to talk about the mace, that kind of kavod, that's only a Talmud Chacham. A regular person's kavod, like, that's not nichlal in giving, in kavod abrios. To a regular person, the divrei hesped and the crying, that's not part of kavod abrios. By a Talmud Chacham, yes. You have to show you appreciated the Talmud Chacham. So that's why it's only Talmud Chacham. Avu b'kvura, that's talking about hesped. But in kvura, every person's kvura is a question of kavod abrios. So that's doicha megillah. Okay. So what did we learn? Where are we holding now? Continuing the growth. We're holding that meis mitzvah is doicha mikra megillah. Any meis. Now the growth says, umiyu nearly dafka b'shehizchilu. This would only be true if they started already burying the meis and Zman Megillah came. The Logoro Mikriya Shema. Because if you remember Hilchos Kriya Shema, once it's Zman Kriya Shema, you're supposed to say Kriya Shema first, and then bury the mace. Uchmashkoz of Shem Bebrachos Taf Yutes, it's even a dinner of Isaac B'mitzvah, Potom and HaMitzvah. You're supposed to do what comes first. Was, okay. Logoro Mikriya Shema, Uchmashkoz of Shem Bebrachos Taf Yutes. Okay. If you test him at Aleph, Oz, the Oz. So if they started, you continue. Nitzchis mikra megillah legamri. Afilu we have shulakar. Now the Gra goes into the end of the remark. He says now, and okay, so you started burying the mace. You have to bury the mace now, even if you won't read the megillah at all. Udlo kamosha kasev ba'agor. At the end of the Sif, the Ramah says, only if you have time to read the Megillah afterwards. He says that doesn't make any sense. Chumash Yekosav, if the Gemara says, Gadol Kavod Abrios, Shedoiche, and that's the basis, so Doiche, Chumash Malagamri. What does Doiche mean, Chumash Malagamri? Chumash Yekosav, Ibrach Hashem. Chumash Yekosav, Ibrach Hashem. That God will cover the beer. Should doicha lo isasa. It's doicha lo isasa. The gamri. Ushmamino. 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 But pesach umilo. The dochi le gamri. Right. When we talk about that meis mitzvah, the marshal, the real meis mitzvah, is doicha pesach and mila. That's the case there. And reishayoy lechlishchet aspischay. The lomalus benoy. So there it's doichet legamri. Once you tell me, you're not going to be able to bring the carbon pesach anymore. You're not going to be able to be mal anymore. Talk about you pushing it off. Well, your meal of your shmini at least is pushing off. So he says, so it can't be right. Mayim Mogan Avram. Mogan Avram, I think, also shrugs up the remark that when you say meis mitzvah is doichet, it doesn't mean, the remark says it means only if you could read the Megillah afterwards. So he says it doesn't mean that. That's Mayim Mogan Avram. And the Gemara's original question, Meis Mitzvah or Mikra Megillah, is Litzchais Lagamri. Al Karchach, the Gemara's Shaila, was Doicha Lagamri. Why? The Haboya Shaloi, Mididachi Avoida. Where does the Aboya come from? This is Doicha Avoida, that's Doicha Avoida. When Meis is Doicha Avoida, it's Doicha Lagamri. You can't tell me, you can't do the Avoida anymore. It's Yom Dachi Lagamri. So certainly that's what it means. The Oid, another proof. But by the way, there's too many Sa'adif. He says, what's the tzad that Mikra Megillah is stronger than Meis Mitzvah? Pirsumei Nisa, right? So he says, I'll show you now that Pirsumei Nisa Adif is only a Cheshbin when you're choosing one of two, and you have to choose one of two. If it's just a question of what comes first, then Pirsumei Nisa is not a Mila. And therefore, another raya against the Ramah. What's the raya? Of the zero davka litchais. The mile of Pesumei Nisa is davka litchais. Because of Toysus B'Shabbos, Tavchav Gimel Amad Beis, Devei Amaskul Hadar. So he brings on here, Toysus is talking about, Rosh Chodesh Teves comes out on Shabbos. Shchodesh Teves comes out on Shabbos, so you should say the maftir of Hanukkah, because Pesumei Nisa, not a Shemayim Kisi. We read Rish Chodesh first for Tosfos. So Tosfos says, when are you going to do everything? And it's just a question of what comes first. So Tadir Kodem, not Pesumei Nisa. But when it comes to reading the Haftarah, you have to do only one. So then you say Pesumei Nisa Adif. That's Tosfos and Shabbos. So the girl's pointing to that Tosfos to show that this Milo Pesumei Nisa. So when the Gemara says, which is Doicha what? Mikra Megillah or Leis Mitzvah, and it says, so first of all, he had his other rayas. But now he's saying, Mikra Megillah Adif Mishum Pesumei Nisa, that's only to choose one of the two. Baharosham, and the Rosh, also in Shabbos, the Ika Pesumei Nisa. Right. When it's a question of which comes first, Pesumei Nisa is not a Maila, he says, the Rosh. Because you're going to be Mefarsim the Nais. So you'll do it a little later. Big deal. That's, the Rosh speaks out, that Beferish, that the Maila Pesumei Nisa is not by what comes first, but rather which you do. So therefore, the remark cannot be correct in that, in understanding the Gemara of which is stronger, makes Mitzvah, Mikra Megillah, is only a question of which comes first. Okay. Let's go back to the Gra. So what did the Gra do here? He showed, at first, he thought he had a Raya Mechletes, that the Gemara must be talking about regular Mace Mitzvah, or else the Iboya doesn't make sense. Certainly by a regular Mace, we'd say Megillah is stronger than Mace, because Megillah is Doich HaVoida, and regular Mace is not Doich HaVoida. End of story. Well, the Gemara doesn't. Then he said the Gemara is Modna. Mace Doich HaVoida is talking about Mace Mitzvah. Mace Doich HaTalmud Torah is talking about every Mace. So he comes up with this Hamtzah. Certainly the Shaila of the Gemara was only by Mace Mitzvah, but the Pshitas of the Gemara, once we introduce the idea of Kavod Abrios, then it's every Mace.
Why is it Doich HaVoida?
What? Out's the rule of Godel Kavod Abrios. Because according to the Gedorim, it's not Doich HaVoida. It's Doich HaVoida, B'Shev Al Taisa. Why isn't it Doich HaVoida, B'Shev Al Taisa? Why isn't it Doich HaVoida? You learn it out from Lachoisei, I think. Lachoisei didn't matame, but matame the main mitzvah. I think the limit of Lachoisei says you're not matame at the expense of other mitzvahs. I want to ask Kakasha on the Gra, if anybody's interested. It doesn't know. In the very boy, it says, Boy Rava. Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah, Heimen Ayo Adif. Mikra Megillah Adif, Mishum Pesumei Nisa. By Duma makes mitzvah adam b'shem kavod abrios. So that's what's up the girl right there. According to the Gra, the Shaila of the Gemara was talking about only a regular makes mitzvah, and the idea of kavod abrios is only introduced in the answer. But that's the pshitas of the Gemara. Kadol kavod abrios, look like sasa shabatayra. But the Gemara said in the Shaila, by Duma makes mitzvah adam b'shem kavod abrios. Unless you say, in the Shaila of the Gemara, the girl was no fool. In the Shaila of the Gemara, it didn't mean the klal of Kadul Kavod Abrios, Shalai Sasa Shem Atayra. It meant Kavod Abrios. So the ultimate, the strong Kavod Abrios is classic Neis Mitzvah. The other one is not so much Kavod Abrios. But then, when Rabba came along, Rabba, Kadul Kavod Abrios, Shalai Sasa Shem Atayra, the Gra showed that it's Doich HaLeisah Shabbat Torah, any Kavod Abrios, any Mace. Okay. How does it answer his problem with the Gemara's original setup? Like, so what's the Gemara talking about? I don't quite understand what the Gra says. I'm puzzled I don't understand quite what he's saying. Okay. Then, when the Ramah says it's only a question of adifus, he shrugs that up completely. The Lashon Doicha means Lagamri. Meis, that's Doicha, Avoida's Lagamri. Every side of the Gemara, it's always Lagamri. And then he shows that Persume Nisa is Dafka Lagamri, and not when it's a choice of which one. Okay, let's go by to now. Now, we're in the Gra, in the words of the Ramah, where he actually says, Aval Im, I don't know, maybe there's a repetition, we'll see. No. There's a different part of the Ramah. The Gemara says that Mikra Megillah is Doicha Talmud Torah. Koshkin, it's Doicha the Mitzvahs. As the Gra said, we learned the Gra last night, Talmud Torah connected to Kulam. But the Ramah pops up and says, really, it's only when you can do both. It's a question of which comes first. But certainly, no mitzvah d'oraisa is going to be pushed aside from Mikra Megillah. That's what the Gra now talks about. Aval Im. I have it as Vav. It starts off with Aval Im. So the Gra has a beautiful shtickle tiger. Wait, I just have to find it now myself. Oh, here we are. Aval Im. Oh. The Teretz Chad, the Toises, Pergir de Pesachim, who prepared Kamad de Nazir, the Kiddush Alayayin to our Torah, Varmina prepared Kamad Beis de Shabbos, Shener Chanukah Doche also. Oh, I'm sorry, there's one before that. The Cholzeh. I'm sorry. Can't go to Aran Shom. This Ramah is Aran. It's Aran and Megillah. The Mashakosav, the Mavatan Avaydoson, Hainu Shechoylum Lahashlim, Akar Kachal Avoda, Kivanchi Dioraisa. Okay, so the Ramah is Aran. The Dvar of Tmuin. The words of the Ramah Tmuin, the words of the Aran of Tmuin, Timkain Hodabai Ravasham, Mikra Megillah Beis Mitzvah, he goes back to that. And he says, Mikra Megillah Beis Mitzvah, Ritzono Lomar, Kivin the Shnei Amtoichan Avoidah B'Talmud Torah, since they're both so strong, right? So which is stronger? V'yamisa, Ha'al Korchach Beis Mitzvah Adif, the Doich Avoidah L'Gamri. He says, I'll show. Beis Mitzvah certainly Doich Avoidah L'Gamri, because the Koyim becomes Tomei. So, if Beis Mitzvah is Doich Avoidah L'Gamri, and Mikra Megillah is not Doicha Avoda Lagamri, so then the winner for sure is Meis Mitzvah. What's the Gemara's Shaila? Okay, Ubusan Edrin Daf Lamed Hey, who take Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Doicha Shabbos. It's a Gemara there, like in Yevamos, has all of these Kalvachaymas back and forth. So Doicha Shabbos, certainly Doicha Shabbos Lagamri, wants it to be Mechal Shabbos to be Kaver Meis Mitzvah. So that certainly means Doicha Lagamri. Bechain l'shor mitzvahs. Hamashikosav lishkot esrischa v'lomalus benoi. That's what I told you. It's talking about l'gamri. Benokan elu avu v'sheish ben koreis. Bekosh kain l'shor mitzvahs. V'adil ha-megillah. Okay. Avol im. Now he's going to make a tliya in the next crop. Tzvizim psochem says as follows. Zochreu alayayin. Right? Zochreu shishomus l'kancho. Zachreir alayayin. So the Tosfos starts off saying that Kiddush alayayin is only al smachta bialma. But when it says Noshim Chayovos b'Kiddush Hayom, Dvar Torah, that just means to make Kiddush. But alayayin is only midrabbanan. It means a raya from the Gemara Nozir, that we learn out that when the Nozir asks himself from Yayin, lesser yein mitzvah ki yein harashus. So the Gemara asks, "Why Mush Bavamid Mehar Sinai?" Who? So the Gemara gives an ukimta. Mush Bavamid Mehar Sinai is called a meisar. Oh, the Gemara asks, "You don't need a pasuk to asim biayin." The Gemara implies that Kiddush Alayayin is only drabana. The Gemara has to look for an ukimta why you need a pasuk that it knows there's a lot of drink yayin mitzvah? There's not a lot of drink yayin mitzvah. And on Kiddush, of course he can. It's only drabono. That's, yeah. Then Tosfos says, then maybe Kiddush alayin is d'oraisa, but hamavorech tzorech sheyitom is only drabono. So this Tosfos and Psachim, two terutzim, whether or not Kiddush alayin is d'oraisa. Flash to Gemara Shabbos, but Gemara says Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayayim, Ner Chanukah Odif v'Chil Pesume Nisa. So it's Doiche. Oh, that's what the Gross says. It's totally in these two terms of Taisus. Let's learn the Gross. The Teretz Chad the Taisus Berak Yud Pesachim, Berak Hamad the Nozir, the Kiddush Hayayim Dvar Torah. Vamin Berak Beis the Shabbos and Ner Chanukah Docha also. Udalo Kamo Shekosuv Kan. So it's not like the Ramah. That Tosfos is not like the Ramah. Because you see clearly, Pesumei Nisa is Doicha Mitzvah D'oraisa. Varan, Sfirulei, Keteret Zacher. And in this Grah, he's not dealing with his Kasha from the previous Grah. How could the Gemara be dealing with it? And the Gemara doesn't read straight, it doesn't make sense. He just has a nice piece of fire. That this Shaila in the Ran and other Rishainim would be totally, according to the Teretz of Tosfos, that Kiddush Alayayin Dvar Torah, so there's a Beferish Gemara, that Pesumei Nisa could be Doicha, the Mitzvah D'oraisa. The Ran Sfirulei, Keteretz Acher. But the Ran would hold, like the other Teretz, the Ran would hold, the Ran would hold, like the other Teretz of Tosfos, that Kiddush Alayayin is only Midirabonon. So you don't have a Raya. Uchumai Shekozov, a Rambam, in Hilcha Shabbos, that Midivrei Soifrin, the Kiddush Alayayin. So then you don't have a raya from the Gemara. Okay, but the previous Grah, just the Gemara itself, showed that the Divrei Haran are not tenable in the Gemara. Okay.